and just got to sit there. I have some neighbors that are here. Same thing with them. It's like, what? You don't care about us? Well, we care about our neighborhood, but y'all don't. You're letting people come in and just do what they want to do. I got a family parked right next door to me. Okay, you can come over with a tape measure. I'll show you where my property line is, where his is. He's on my property line. I went out with a backhoe, dug a trench so he doesn't get drowned out. I didn't see nobody out from y'all out there looking at it.
Are you talking about this particular permit?
This what, sir?
This permit that we're talking about now.
I'm talking about the whole nine yards. And they're great people, the two young men that I've met and the young lady I met. They're real nice people. But they didn't go through zoning the right way or any of that. Because otherwise they would have known about it. The people who sold him the place lived here long enough. He's an old cowboy. He knows about the fact that you got to have different things set up when you buy a home.
Sir, I think you're with the wrong application. You're one ahead.
But I'd like to have somebody tell me what get off my back, would you please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Tell me what those are, because...
Sir, we're on pro tem right now. There's an application for the auto salvage yard in pro tem. Are you talking about Victor Church Road?
Victor Church Road, that's correct.
You're on the wrong application. That's the next one.
Why didn't somebody tell me that instead of leaving me sit... turning in paperwork.
It's the next one. It goes in line.
I understand that now, so that means the next time y'all have one of these, I'll be here.
Well, it's the next one. It'll be here in about 5 minutes, five or ten. Well, when this one's done.
But it's the next hearing.
Yeah,
that's fine. But thank you for telling me that now, instead of how many hours ago did this get started? Thank you.
We go in order, sir. Did you get one of these?
Signs that y'all have them put up in front of the properties. There ain't even one there. Some idiot went behind these people and pulled a sign out.
We're all getting there.
We'll be ahead of the game on the next one. Is there anybody else on? Does the applicant want to come back up?
And I believe the committee knows that I've already applied to the stormwater prevention thing for the plan. I've already paid my money for those permits and those things, so I've checked that box. I'm not really sure. I've listened to what everybody said. I totally understand how important groundwater is. Again, I've had an opportunity to have our stuff in Arkansas for 18 years. There's not been a problem. We had a stream that actually bordered the property that we were on there for a quarter of a mile. Never had any problems with the stream, no issues. I mean, I totally understand those environmental type problems.
So the land that you had before, though, it was taken over by eminent domain for
yes.
an expansion mm-hmm. of a highway?
Yes, expansion of a highway. Which
so you were adjacent to a highway is where your property was at?
There was no highway there. They're building a highway
okay.
to go through there.
Okay.
Yes, right through the middle of it.
Okay.
Four lanes. That's
okay.
It's a bypass around Springdale. And it goes, unfortunately, the people in the housing division will have it right behind their house. But it took out the whole property.
Okay.
So, yes.
Well, there was a lot of information brought before us, so this is your opportunity in which you've just done. Anything else you want to add before? And then we need to see any members have questions for the applicant? Or
I see this in the application paperwork, Department of Natural Resources operating permit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you had in Arkansas?
No, I did not. I was in the city.
I was in Missouri, but Arkansas. But did you have to abide by that?
No, I did not. In Arkansas, all I had to do was have a conditional use permit. When the city of Elm Springs took in the property, they allowed us to have this on there. We zoned 1 acre of it as commercial, and then the rest was agriculture and residential. So it had 3 zonings on that piece of property.
In this case, though, you'd have to get this operating permit from the DNR. Is that correct? I mean, it's on this paperwork here we got. I'm assuming that will have to happen.
Yeah, I talked to the DNR, and they have a salvage, which is 50 or more vehicles, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get that operating permit through the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
I mean, I'm just glancing at it here. It's pretty lengthy. Does it address all of these things that have been brought up?
Well, it'll have to have a SWIP, storm weather prevention plan. Mm-hmm. And you can address any of that you want.
Yes, we've already, like I said, I've already applied for that permit. They've given me my stormwater prevention plan. Basically, it's a 6-page thing that you fill out, saying how that you're going to monitor any gas, oil, transmission fluid, which are the 3 biggest ones, and then how you're going to store any chemicals or things like that. You just fill out the form.
There's no construction with it as far as berms, detention, anything like that?
No, not that they've told me so far. When I sent in my application, basically what they did was they sent me back this form and told me to fill it out. I asked if I needed to send it back to them, and they said no, I needed to keep it and keep it on site. And so that's what I have it on my computer. So, and that's that. I've been working with Jennifer Van Hooser there, and that's she helped.
Jennifer Van Hooser?
Yes, Jennifer Van Hooser there. She helped me fill out the application. She's helped me fill out all the stuff that I needed for them, and then I paid my fees for the permit. So,
any other questions for the applicant? Any discussion amongst ourselves to get enough information to consider making a motion?
I'm not very eloquent, but I really, really, really wish you got your ducks in a row before you put them on the phone.
Yes, sir. And again, because we worked with the city of Elm Springs, I thought since we weren't in the city, but as soon as we knew that we needed to do, we did everything that we were asked to do immediately. We paid our fees. I filled out the applications as soon as possible.
So basically, you're in violation, right?
Of what?
You haven't got a permit yet, but yet you've got your cars all set.
Yes, sir. And again, when I asked the gentleman, I mean, I didn't realize that there was an issue with me going ahead and bringing them while we were waiting.
Strict laws for salvage yards concerning the environment, runoff, mm-hmm. as well.
Right. And again, for 18 years, I've had zero issues with anything. So, again, I apologize. And we're open, again, privacy fence so that people don't see the cars from the road. Taking the number down if we need to.
Any other questions?
I have a question for Mr. Conover, if he would be willing to clarify. Mr. Conover, would you consider reviewing your property one more time?
What was the question?
Want to see your property line. Review your property line.
Would you consider pointing out the storm creek that you own that you said drains into the lake?
You want me to put the contours on?
Could you do that?
Yeah.
You
I may have
right
to zoom
here,
in a little bit.
This hill comes right down through there to the lake. That's the property line. This is my road. I have 3 culverts in that location.
Yeah, we're trying to get the contours of the... There we go.
Can you zoom out?
not liking that. So here's the small parcel.
Okay.
This looks like the High Point, because see, it's like an island. It's all going to the west.
It all goes that way.
So west and southwest.
It's a little bit of it goes south, but I own the south too.
And then here's his right for that road.
Let it go. And there's no way to stop it.
It would go to this ditch here.
Yeah. So can you zoom out to the lake?
Even if they build berms on the hill, it's going to overflow the berm. They've got to let it go somewhere.
So the flow is somewhat southwest.
Right. Remember, I'm already running six 24-inch culverts just to handle what they're putting down the hill now.
This would be your drainages right here. From it going
Thank
like
you
arrow.
For Thank pointing you. That out.
I kind of did that, and it hits that culvert.
Yeah, I believe the lake is that way, yeah.
Huh?
So,
you can see the portion of the lake.
Well, the water that drains to the west drains directly into Elbow Creek, which I've had the privilege of tearing up a prop on, so I'm familiar with that part of the lake. But that's really my concern. I'd have a hard time approving this application without knowing that all of the applications and the correct procedures have been completed.
So I'm understanding that the only thing that I don't have is the DOT thing?
Always add those to the conditions.
The DOT and the apparently there's maybe something with the Department of Revenue. I assume you have to have business applications for the...
Yes, I've already submitted my business thing. The lady at the one thing had me create a login there.
I'm just very sensitive to our water, and we've already had issues in that neighborhood. We've been told that we can't catch and eat the walleye because the mercury is too high. We've had a convenience station that can't serve gas anymore because of contamination and issues in the groundwater. So it's just kind of a special nerve for me.
No, I mean, I understand.
I'm not saying that I'm opposed to the business. I'm opposed to the location.
But again, working with the fire chief in Springdale and, you know, having this for several years, 18 years, there's very minimal issues. And I've had the same number of cars there. And we've had zero issue over an 18-year period.
Were you on a hilltop there where water was going to run away?
Yeah, I mean, it was not level. I mean, there was ditches and things, and like I said, there was a stream not how many feet.
Actually, went down and around us.
Down and around us on two sides, and I mean, they didn't even have us put up berms and things because he said there was just such minimal discharge from those type of vehicles because they're not new. And I know that the picture that the gentleman presented, a few of you have seen it. We are not hiding anything. We showed you what we had so you could see it. And our intention is to decrease it down to just the Mustangs because we don't really want to be a salvage yard, but we want to restore those cars. You cannot restore those cars without having additional cars because that's just the way it is. You can't get those parts very much anymore. And they're valuable. And I know people think salvage is not aesthetic. I get it.
I just, you know, again, we've got, there's eight items to look at for conditional use permits, and the one gentleman went through those, but there's just several on here to me that it's in the wrong location, in my opinion, no matter if all permits.
May I ask you why it's in the wrong location?
Well, it's in the middle of thousands of acreage close to a lake with water runoff, but you know, as far as compatible for adjacent use in terms of scale, site design, operational characteristics.
But isn't A1 allowed to have salvage in it?
It's allowed to be considered to have it in that, but that's part of what we have to, you know, to determine
gotcha.
Where that's at.